7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yep, don't have high enthusiasm today. Nope, it's a low enthusiasm style show here on the Dubious Goals Committee today. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And, why did I go to bed so late? I don't know. Actually, I do know. But then I got up early. I'm kind of tired. Everything's a little bit weird, but that's fine. And do I feel a little bit cold? Do I feel a little bit cooler today than I was yesterday? Perhaps. Perhaps I do. But I'm drinking tea. So it's, you know, hard to care. Oh, good tea today. Gaoshan. I'm drinking the Gaoshan. And this is a new batch. And wow, it's really good. I really nailed it today. Really, really perfect tea today. Oh, yeah, okay, I'm ready to go. This is doable. Yeah, I'm ready to rock. Let's do the thing. Well, okay, so last night, one of the reasons I stayed up so late is because right at about, 2 a.m., I started having great ideas. 2 a.m. is when I'm trying to go to sleep. Although, really, that's sort of my summer bedtime, not my winter bedtime. My winter bedtime is usually 3 a.m., but I don't want to go to bed at 3 a.m. because then I sleep too late, and then it causes problems. Stupid daylight saving. Regardless, so at 2 a.m., I'm having great ideas. Ideas that are great enough that, I better write these down just in case. Because I know I had another great idea that I didn't write down last night, and now I'm not seeing it. Something to do with something. Oh, but I just remembered something else that I didn't write down, but didn't need to. Okay, so where am I starting with this? What the hell are we doing? Oh, what the hell are we doing? Oh, what the hell are we doing? Yeah, okay, get it together, Tobe. The first thing I thought of... Well, I'm telling you this out of order. Now that I'm thinking about it, this is going to be a non-chronological show. But I'm going to tell you this first because we didn't actually do anything about it. You know how you hear me complaining about not having a square wave LFO every once in a while? For synth... And remember like a week and a half ago, I was thinking, gosh, if I just had a square wave LFO, I could do blank. Right, well, last night, somehow, I thought of how to make a square wave LFO with the stuff that I have. How did I not see this before? How am I so dumb? Why is dumbness a thing that's happening to me? Well, it just is. But basically, the technique is to use my sequential switch and an offset. Or two offsets. Basically, the idea is this. You run an offset, whatever voltage you want it to be, into two of the inputs of the sequential switch. And then you clock the sequential switch. And then obviously what's coming out of the sequential switch is a square wave, because it's just, you know, on, off, on, off, on, off. It's just offset voltage, no voltage. Voltage, no voltage. Voltage, no voltage. And you just time it to the clock. And so I thought, wow, that's brilliant, Tub. This is why you're the king of synth. I am not the king of synth. I think I'm the Duke of Synth. Refer to me as Your Grace. So I was super happy with myself for thinking of how to make an LFO, a square wave LFO. And then I couldn't remember what I wanted the square wave LFO for. Can't remember. What was I going to do? I don't remember. So I've written it down. I've written this down. Use sequential switch as square LFO with offset. I should cut this out of this napkin and tape it to my synth so I remember when I need to use it. Or will I remember? And then I thought, hey, now that I've got this, you know, wacky square wave LFO, we could feed that to the gate switch. We want to get switchy. Let's get switchy. But no, that's not really what I need to do. That's not really that big of a deal. That's not a thing, because I can't. What I need to do is then take this square wave LFO, which is really just, you know, a series of gates. It's all the same. All these things are the same. And I need to run this signal then into some logic stuff. And or inverters. Or dividers or something. What I need is a gate source. And I'm using up a lot of sort of critical components that can be used for a lot of things. Just to create a gate source, this is not good. Regardless, oh, I'm really into this tea right now. I need to do a lot of stuff. And then I need to buy some jacks. I still haven't ordered any parts yet. Gonna do that real soon. So last night I was thinking, oh, I should make some more little splitters, some molts. Yeah, I don't have any jacks to do that, but regardless, these are the things I've been thinking of. Does this mean that we're gonna do some synth today? You know, probably not. I kind of got to chill today. I kind of got to take it easy. So anyway. I am enjoying this tea. But now we got to talk about something else too. Huh. Yeah. Alright. Guess who just arrived? Hi. It's my fluffy face bazingans. And, yep. I think you know what this means. It means we gotta now do some kitty stuff. And I gotta stand up. I don't wanna stand up. Okay, here we go. Yeah, no problem. Alright, come on. Come on, dingins. You want some kitty water? You want to drink some kitty water? Come on. Let's go. Come on. As I walk into the bathroom, we now have to pour some kitty water before moving on to the next topic on today's agenda. So, we pour out the old kitty water. We return the bowl to the floor. We grab the kitty jug. Where's the cat? The cat is still out here. Outside of the bathroom. Hi! You want some kitty water? Okay, the cat's ignoring me and doesn't want to come into the bathroom. You know what the trick here is? The trick here is now to flush the toilet. And for some reason, this is her cue. Yep, here she comes. Hi, baby. I don't know how this started, but my cat is crazy. You're the craziest fluffy lumpkins. Drink it. I'm pouring the kitty water now. Let's listen to my cat drink. Fascinating, fascinating radio. All right, so as we're pouring water here, I'll tell you about the other thing I thought of yesterday that was going to become the big project for today. I don't know if I'm going to have any projects today. Today might be just laying around today. Regardless, where do I even start here? Some longtime members of the Dubious Goals Committee may remember that, I put some test circuits into a cabinet, into a box. I had an old electronics project box. Okay, the cat's leaving. And it's one of those slope front console type boxes. Originally sold at Radio Shack back in the 80s and the early 90s. But I didn't get this until... It's a long story how I actually got this box. Now my cat's checking it out. Hi, no, this is not for you. This is for me. This is some synth stuff that's not for babies. Let's bring it over here. Oh, yeah. Oh, and now I gotta sit down again. Okay. Oh. Yeah, I'm a little bit more messed up today than is actually good, but anyway. To make a long story short, over the years, I've occasionally had to make little test circuits to use to test out other things that I've made, electronics-wise. And these include, you know, just like a DC source or an offset and an attenuator and just another square wave oscillator. And these were all separate and ran on 9-volt batteries for a long time. And then I decided to install these circuits into basically tuna cans. Little tin cans that are short and flat so I could, you know, sort of use them modularly. And then, I don't know, about a year ago, I thought, why do I have these all as three separate modules? This is kind of dumb. I'm going to put those in that old box I have, that slope front box. And so I did that. I put these all on a panel, and they're sitting right here. This panel goes on the front of the box. We can just take the damn panel right off. Now I'm looking at the back of it. Yep, we got ourselves some stuff. And the whole plan was basically to power this better. Right now, two of these little circuits require power: the oscillator and the offset. And these used to be battery operated. There's little 9-volt battery clips here that you can snap a 9-volt battery onto. Well, that's no good. That just uses up 9-volt batteries. So if we're going to have these things in this box, we might as well get a power supply of some kind and hook that up and use that. And that's the big plan. That's the big project. Last night, you know, at 1 a.m. I was thinking this was a real good idea. I was thinking, yeah, I can't wait to do this tomorrow. This will be the big project tomorrow. And now, of course, I feel like crap. But anyway, I'm thinking that this needs to happen. I'm thinking that we need to get this powered so we can get this up and running, so we can move it over into the synth zone, because we could use this for some synth stuff. Can always use attenuators. We can always use this offset. And of course, this oscillator, which seems to have, is this what I think it is? It seems to have some kind of CV or modulation input. I think I put a Vactrol on here. No, I did not put a Vactrol on. Yes, I did put a Vactrol on here. There's a Vactrol right here. Okay, this is the output, and this is the Vactrol down here. This is the output of the oscillator, and this is the CV. Okay, just checking out the circuit here. So, what was I talking about? So, we need to find a power supply. And, how big of a power supply do we need? Big of a power supply do we need? I don't know. 9 volts at just a few milliamps. This doesn't matter. This doesn't draw more than, this can't be more than 60 milliamps. But anyway, the big question is, do I have a power supply? And I know I've got a whole bunch of power supplies downstairs. The big question is, what's... Hold on a second. Let me grab this book. Oh, sort of... Ow. Don't cramp. Don't cramp. Okay, good. Yeah, I had some bad cramping problems earlier. Okay, what we need to look up first is... this is a 555 oscillator. And I am wondering what power? How do we power a 555? I know it'll run on 9 volts. How low will it go? How low will it go? I cannot find, here we go. I cannot find it in the damn book here. 555. Do, 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 do. Not getting any information. Okay, here's something that goes down to... It doesn't say. It doesn't say. But that's fine, because here are circuits that are telling me that it'll take 5 volts. I guessed as much. Here's 6 volts. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Put the book back over there. Oh, God, now I got to get up again, don't I? Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Let's polish off this tea first. Because now... we got to go down in the basement. And find us... Oh, I just realized something. I don't want to run this at 5 volts. I want to run this... Because this is a... The offset is really a... voltage divider, right? Yeah, okay. I think ideally we want to stick with 9. I mean, ideally, we're probably looking at 10 volts. I know I don't have any 10-volt power supplies. Maybe a 12. All right, so now the thing we need to do is to go down in the basement and look for power supplies. So, oh, into the basement we go. All right. Okay, when we walk over here, and on this bucket, overturned bucket, here we conveniently have lots of little power supplies. And, oh my God, I can't read them. Okay, this, we are going to need a magnifying lens, which is upstairs. Yeah, now we gotta go back upstairs and we gotta go whip into the kitchen. And you know what? I just remembered something else. We've got that one power supply that's down there. That is a 9-volt power supply, but if I'm remembering correctly, it's marked 9 volts, but it's really something else. And we don't want to be fooled by it. All right. I've acquired my magnifying lens, which is a Fresnel, but it's the only thing that I have, so this is gonna have to work out for us. Make it work, Tub. Okay, back down into the basement. All All right, so what I'm thinking is, if we can get this all working and grooving and moving and... All right. Ugh. Power supply one. Oh my God, there's no way in hell I'm ever gonna be able to read this. Because the Fresnel creates too much distortion. I'm trying to read print that is approximately 3-point print on various things. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this damn show. I do not want to be here. I want to be... Okay, this one says 4.8. And now I'm getting hot. The stress of this. What is this one? This one says, does it say 9.2 or 5.2? 6.2. 5.2? No. It says DCS 2 volts. No, 1 amp. This is a 1 amp power supply bull. I think this is a 5 volt 5.2. Okay, this is that weird one that we're going to stay away from. What is this one? Oh, thank God it's a big print. 5.2 at 400 milliamp hours. What about this one? 4.8 at about, what does it say, 300 milliamps? What is this one? Is this one really 5.2 at 1 amp? All right, we got plenty. We got plenty of possible power supplies. But that means our offset, if we're only using a 5 volt power supply, our offset, which is a voltage... Wait a minute. I was going to say, did I set that up as a voltage divider? Because then that's just going to... A 5 volt power supply in that kind of situation would only give us a maximum of 2.5 volts. And 2.5 volts is basically the threshold for most gate stuff on synthesizers. So that's not going to be enough. I'm going to want to hit, you know, like 3 volts for gates. So I'm putting the... I'm putting the lens back. Okay, there we go. Oh, should I get a damp paper towel so I can wipe that panel off? Yeah, what the hell? What is it? Well, what are you doing up here, Stinky? Oh, you're not Stinky, you smell nice. Why are you yanging at me? You can just drink, you want water? You can just drink that water if you want. All right, so, yeah. I'm gonna get water for my cat up here too. Fill up the little kitty water bowl. I know she has food because, oh, now the cat's walking away. Don't you want the damn water? Oh, God. No, the cat doesn't want the damn water. What are you doing? What? No, we're not going outside. Because it's not even above freezing. It's -1 degree. And you have plenty of food in your bowl there, so you eat it up. Oh. I'm getting way too worn out to be doing this. There's something wrong with me today. That's fine. There is something wrong with me every goddamn day. Now ask me if I give a shit. And I really don't. Okay, here we go. Sitting back down here. All right, what do we got? How do I have this set up? Yeah, no, I think we're good. I think maybe the first thing to do, I'm putting the microphone down for a second so I can handle this. I gotta wipe the dust and all the cat hair off the panel because this has just been sitting around. And it's super dusty, and it's got cat hair all over it. It's even got tobe hair all over it. I live in a house full of cat hair and dirt. Oh, and junk. Old appliances and crap just laying around. Tobe, are you a hoarder? No, I'm not a hoarder. I just can't get the crap out of my house. How am I supposed to get it out? Anyway. Why is it so gunky? Well, I don't really need to clean it off that much. Okay. All right, looks a little bit better. And the great thing about this is all three of these little things fit in here, and they're only taking up half the panel. So I can still put, like, three more utilitarian type of circuits into this little box. And, and it'll be great. So, am I going to work on this today? You know, now that I found the power supply and everything, and now that all we got to do is, you know, solder that. Make a couple of cuts here, make a couple of cuts there. Pop that off of there, do this, that, the other thing. And we're good. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. And then we can, I don't know, do some crap with it. Or something, I don't know. All right. And I just remembered something else. I've got those knobs, but those knobs are for spline shafts. And these are just round shafts. I don't have knobs for these pots still. That's annoying. What is this one? That one's just squeezed on there. Okay, whatever. The attenuator has a knob. I remember I found this knob. One day I was driving down the street and I noticed that there was a radio lying in the middle of the street. When I say a radio, I mean like a CB, right? And I saw a microphone, I saw a bunch of stuff, and I said, you know, I better grab that. And although it was mostly destroyed, I still got lots of great parts off of it, including but not limited to knobs, BNC connector, a whole bunch of crap. So one of these knobs is on her. Maybe I should substitute these pots out. I could. I've got spline. I don't want to. Now I'm just making work for myself. I don't need to make work for myself. I need to make play for myself. So I think I'm just going to power this thing up somehow. Figure out how to get the cord out of it. Got to drill a hole in something. And then I can bring it upstairs and hook it up to my synth, which I probably am going to have to unpatch, because now that we have this thing, now we have more patch points and not any patch cables, and I still haven't ordered any patch cables, and I'm getting hot. Do I have a fever? What exactly is my problem today? And then we can start using these little things. I don't want to call them modules, but it probably is. We could just get some things and plug it in. Damn it, we still got a minute to go. Alright, once we have this all built, we can unpatch the synthesizer, and then we can do some experiments where we use the sequential switch as a square wave LFO with the offsets. Maybe we can use this offset. And then we also have to use the oscillator here. This is the oscillator. This is the offset. We got to use this oscillator here as our pulse width modulation source. And we can plug that into Florian, or we can plug that into the modeling synth. And that'll be great. And finally, I can tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC. Right here on Anon Radio. This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
This is the end of the line for me. Oh. The end of the line, yes.
That was exhausting. Need to rest. should I just go back to bed?